أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another day of Ramadan Reflections, and as we gear towards the end of this month, as we see we only have about a week left, if not less than that, that we are hopefully engaging in better worship, better in terms of the quantity and more importantly the quality of our worship. Today in our thought of this Ramadan season of reflection on the Quran, we want to look at the concept of leadership and management within Islam. Now obviously, because Islam is a religion which is geared for every aspect of our lives, we would expect it to speak openly and blatantly about leadership and management. We may not see verses of the Quran using those sorts of terms, but we have, through the great support of our scholars, being able to bring forth multiple verses that speak about the importance and traits and qualities of leaders within the Islamic context. Before we go into the explanation of the verse for today, let us have a listen to the particular verse that we want to reflect upon, and then we'll come back and try to better understand some traits of the leaders of Islam, and as we see in this verse, as embodied by the great Prophet Sulaiman, may God's peace and blessings be upon him.
وقال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين.
My Lord, rouse me up that I may offer thanks for the favors you have shown me and my forefathers, and that I should do such deeds as are righteous and may please you, and count me through your mercy with your righteous servants. As we mentioned, this verse, it doesn't look like it talks about leadership and management. And for those who are looking at it and say, well, where do we get leadership from this verse? When we look at the commentary, we see that this verse was revealed about Prophet Sulaiman, a great prophet of God who not only had dominion of the earth, and God, that was something that God had given to him, but he also had control of the unseen world of the jinn. He also had control, according to the Quran, of the elements of wind, for example, was at his disposal to control. What we get from this verse of the Quran, however, is that, and these are some of the points of leadership that we can glean from this verse of the Quran, is that at level one, a leader, no matter how powerful, no matter how vast their authority may be, that they always need to remain humble and have humility in the presence of God. Prophet Sulaiman, a great prophet who had this power and authority God had given him as the caliph of God on the earth, as God's representative, one who was able to even speak to ants and control the wind, he is showing us that he would make prayer and supplication to God. This shows us and those who are in leadership positions within our communities and society that to be down to earth and humble is a trait of the great prophets of God who were the greatest of leaders and managers of their own time. Another point that we see, and this is actually reflective of the verse which came before it, but because they are related, so we just mention it, is that a leader needs to listen to everybody. Prophet Sulaiman, in these verses, he spoke to the ants and he heard their complaints and he did his best to alleviate their concerns. And a leader in our contemporary society needs to be the same. Leaders need to be available to everybody, not just the rich and powerful within a community. Leaders need to be there for the weakest of the weak, for the people who have no voice, for people who aren't of the elite of the community. The leaders need to listen to them, hear their grievances, their concerns, and then act upon them as much as they can. One of the beautiful parts of this supplication that Prophet Sulaiman makes, and again which should be resonating within the leaders of a community, is that he asks God for the ability to continue to perform good actions. And ultimately that is what a leader should be for. A leader should not be there to merely win election after election, to defeat all the opponents and become a leader, president for three, four, five, six, 10 terms. It should not be about how long you're in office. It should not be about how many terms that you have been able to carry your leadership through. Rather, it should be about good deeds, about making a change within the community, about making a change within our societies, about changing the condition of the people. This is what we see reflected in the prophet, in the supplication of Prophet Sulaiman as a great leader, and is something that he teaches each and every one of us, that if we are to make it, or if we do make it to the position of leadership of a family, a community, a society, or maybe even a country, that we owe it to ourselves and to the people that we are governing over to work for the betterment of the society. And if we can't do that, then obviously we need to step aside and ensure that those who can fulfill the needs of the people are put into that level of authority. And although there are many more points that we could look at and to reflect upon in terms of leadership, especially from this verse of the Quran, but to make the discussion brief, we conclude with one last point, which is that as the leaders continue to work for the betterment of the community, they also must realize that it's not about the community in and of itself, but it's about pleasing God. That whatever steps a leader takes, whatever they do, whatever changes they bring within a community or within a society, should be done not just for the sake of change, not because the people want it, but first and foremost should be that this is in line with what God would want. And so a leader needs to make sure that they are working to please God, and that God is at the forefront, that Allah is at the forefront of their mind. And whatever activities they go forth, whatever changes they try to make, that they are all done for the betterment of the community, but with the goal of pleasing God first and foremost. As we close and we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, we ask God to give all of our leaders, at whatever level they may be, the ability and the wisdom to do what is right for the community based on the teachings of Islam and the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.